Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's Allison here, along with Red Hood and Johnny. Tonight's affiliate and sponsor is Vimeo Pro and business version, which means you could get it. You could also, which means there's sales through us, which means you could get the Vimeo Pro and business edition for less than $17 a month, which you could find it on amcpress.me/affiliates and or amcpress.co.com/affiliate. So, now let's get started with the program.
Judith.
Yes.
Our first story comes up in the New York Daily News. Apparently, the Nigerian terrorists have set a deal releasing the kidnapped girls. Bravo! Woohoo! Great! Now, what the hell is this about?
I say it's good that they're at least working, that they're...
First off, if I were a PR agent, okay, I would say Boko Haram is probably one of the worst names in the world for a terrorist organization. What are you running, a cattle farm?
At this point, they're a group that causes terror. At this point,
yes.
Their name doesn't matter to me. That's my opinion, point blank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their name doesn't matter.
Their name doesn't matter to me because they are a terrorist organization.
I mean, it is, great that they're releasing them. Now, crazy thing about it is what the fuck were you doing, you know, to everything in terms of everything else. You know what I mean? Why were you Why were you
torturing this girl to begin with, and why is it just released or reached the United States now?
It actually was reported yesterday, so further behind.
And on the Daily News, I wonder what the New York Times has to say about this. I mean, in all reality, what's incredible is that let's see. All they're reporting about are the U.S. sending troops to Chad to aid in the hunt for the schoolgirls.
All right.
Nothing else.
Right.
I think take it with a grain of salt. It could be, I look at it as, until it, yes, Daily News is a good source. However, you don't know where they're getting these, where their sources are coming from. And I'm more concerned about the girls, not anyone else.
Well, everybody's concerned about the girls. That's not the point.
I know.
Point is, point is how the hell do you save girls who are so brainwashed, and how old are these girls? In all seriousness?
They're young kids. They're
you're what? Schooly?
5 or 6?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What I fear is what they're going to be turned on to when they're 13. Of what the hell they're going to be turned on to. You know? And where they're going to get their ideas, and if it's going to be one of those things where, what was that person's name who wrote the biography about that nutter who captured her? Not JonBenet Ramsey, the most recent one.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Chicago.
The what?
You're talking about the girls that were kidnapped from Chicago.
It was a more recent one. The
but
one that they
actually
held
have
some
thought as
years.
Well. That sounds very similar to the one, the case from Chicago. And that the women are now playing out. Yeah, okay. Oh, sorry. Cleveland, sorry. Ariel Castro.
Yes, that was it.
Cleveland
one.
Thank you, MK. Sorry, mixed up areas. And the women are putting out books. One of them already has a book out, I see. Saw him passing. So.
Crazy.
And I heard, yeah.
Crazy.
Yes, I know. Yes.
It is funny because, like, what's crazy is, that this has just reached the U.S., but on Twitter, there is all sorts of stuff, you know.
There's the there's a worldwide campaign to bring the girls back, bring our girls back, which has been trending for quite a bit now.
Hold on a second. I'm on Twitter right now, so hold on a second. Bring
I'm going to change my trending topic.
Bring our girls back.
Yes.
Holy shit.
There's a lot of people joining that topic.
Oh my god.
Whoa. I know. There's a lot. There's a lot
real
of
real men
pouring.
Don't like girls. I love that.
That one.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry, guys.
What's so funny? This isn't
what
funny.
And what turns me on confession night? Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Back on topic.
Back on topic.
Yes.
Yes, Bring Back Our Girls is definitely trending.
Which, I'm glad it's trending, because it needs to be out there.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
It's like they say that they're going to have those girls
they're going to have some challenges as well. It's not going to be easy, just like
it's not going to be easy at all.
No. I know it isn't, and that's... And it's definitely going to be a challenge, and that country is going to be... I don't know what resources they have out there either.
Well,
which makes things...
It is the UN. You know, there is the UN.
Right.
And and they should have kind of, well, helps by now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy. But anyway, we have to move on.
kind of.
Yes.
Well, so
yes. There's already germs come back.
Yeah.
There's always germs come back. We have to move on. We must press on, as they say.
Yes.
As we say.
Yes.
We must press on. New Yorkers loving the new McDonald's mascots.
Which, in my opinion...
Well, what do we think about this?
I'm saying the mascot itself, it's very,
Who designed this?
It's a question of who on their marketing team actually wanted to design this.
Actually, it came from France.
No, really, Johnny?
I think so.
There's...
No, but it is funny.
Yeah, it's like...
It's crazy. Absolutely mad. You know.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not loving this.
I'm not loving it. Absolutely fucking not.
It's like, you might love it. Other people are not.
And that, I give myself a... Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
it's absolutely, it's not cool. It's not cool. But yet, the,
I don't know which is scarier. Happy or the Burger King laying in your bed giving you an enormous omelet sandwich?
No. I don't know which is scarier. To go back on that, I don't know which is scarier. The hamburger or the purple thing?
Grimace.
Or this dude.
Purple thing.
Or Barney.
Oh, Christ. Barney.
Or fucking Barney. You tell me.
I look at it as they're both, as for kids-wise, they're very,
photos for kids, but god damn it.
They're both very scary in their own way.
It's funny, one of the people actually tweeted McDonald's, like, hey, at McDonald's, is that Gary Busey?
It's like you're wanting to choose, go to a restaurant. There's so many better ones. As much as I occasionally eat there, it's like I don't look at what's around. It's like I'm eating something, and I'm not.
I mean, there's so many restaurants in the UK. You might as well fucking go to Nando's. You know.
Oh, then again, it kind of fits with the whole image. Cheap mascot for cheap burgers.
Cheap mascot for cheap burgers, and wait a second. Maybe they should just call it Burgers R Us.
Yeah.
Mm. Or they should just call it Here's the Git with the Happy Meal. Or the hollow guitar. Let's just say that. Oh wait, no, that's music, sorry. Wait a second, I'm probably fucking pointing this nut. The Golden Arches. Exclamation point. Huh.
I look at it.
You know.
Oh. Whoever goes there, you get what you get. What you end up getting what you pay for. There's other places out there that are far better. I know this.
You know this. Yes.
Oh.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You know
say,
this?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Well, we know this. Yes. Of course we know this. Well, the funny thing is that in the U.S., there are so many fat people, sorry, but there are so many obese people. Why can't they just stop fast food altogether?
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Have you ever thought that people who might be overweight may have medical issues or have medical problems? So
yes. Yes. I'm not being obtuse or anything like that, but at the same time, it sort of has to be said, even if there was medical problems doesn't call, but at the same time, fast food plays a huge part in, I'm not saying people with medical problems, I'm saying people, obese kids, that are around 5 or 6 or 7.
Where? And then there's those parents that do go out of their way and to actually
yes.
help the...
Yeah.
And some kids actually are on the chunkier side, so they can't just bleed down into a size zero. That would be almost like, or a size, or else it would look like it, look like they're anorexic or bulimic or both. To point to where they might look like, may need to go, or they might end up being sick.
I mean, even
because
there's even one in the Swiftness these days.
So I'd rather say, yes, I know I'm curvy. Yes, I know I could be, yes, I know I'm losing the weight. But I also know that that the curves will remain. It doesn't matter who you are. There's women out there that once they have kids, all their weight goes bye-bye. Easier. It's a lot easier.
I mean, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier. To what? And by the way, I have some disappointing news. Breaking news, actually. Pennsylvania won't appeal the same-sex marriage ruling.
That's not disappointing at all. That's great news.
Wait a second.
Sorry, that was yesterday's news. I thought it said will, and that's just me and wrong reading. But
yeah, Tom Corbett will not appeal the striking down the ban. So he's cool with it.
Which is great. And also a Republican, so you can say all Republicans are against it.
Well, all Republicans are against it.
You can't say that because...
No, I can't. You're right.
Yeah.
But this is definitely cool. If you're into books, right, there's a book called Life Animated, which is about this author's... journey through life as his son develops or sees the world through Disney characters. So, which is pretty cool. If you're into books, I highly suggest you get it. So anyway, moving on. Two students after arrested after pulling rat poison in teacher's water.
Which means they almost...
In Brooklyn!
That's fucked up. It's like Brooklyn... It's almost like you're wanting to kill your teacher.
Yes, but if it was... If it took place in Watsuski, Illinois, right, would it be a little bit, you know, different?
Killing, attempting homicide and murder? Yeah, that doesn't eyeball any. It's almost like, say, it would almost be like someone wanting to buy a gun and packing and bringing it into a theater of some sort.
Yes.
Or they're trying to kill off someone they're working with. Just saying.
Well, yes.
Murder is murder is murder.
Well, murder is murder is murder, but definitely I wouldn't say fucking rat poisoning.
But if it was in that,
you know,
but think of them in it from the view of their teenagers. They want to make their, they obviously didn't like something, which is wrong to do that. So, they're going to be serving a nice sentence for attempted murder.
Yeah,
they won't be
attempted murder. I was a pre-attempted murder, but what the fuck do I know?
It's almost like you want
but
to.
Yeah, the funny thing is that the
go
funny
ahead.
Thing is that, you know, Deborah Case. Ensuring the safety of our entire school is a priority. And while the matter is still under investigation, we will take swift and appropriate action. Okay. rat poisoning, ingesting of water, don't ingest the water. No, Gertrude, don't drink. It should have been, no, teacher, don't drink. Don't drink yet. Well, why? Well, because of the fact that somebody has poisoned your rat water. Well, there's something they didn't like, but, I mean, it is incredible to see somebody going, oh, yeah. I'm going to kick your ass. Well, why? Because I just am. And how are you going to do that? Rat poisoning. Yet nobody says a sound. Or a note. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody says anything. Nothing. You know? Nothing at all.
Huh.
Nothing at all. Yet, they have the guts to say, yeah! Oh, I don't know. I'll just poison my teacher.
Very true, very true.
I'll poison my teacher and make it look like an accident.
Not so much.
Well, what exactly happened then? Because that's what it seems like happened to me. You know?
Yeah.
However, we must move on. Next in the queue of articles, let's see. And this one's interesting. This one at least is interesting, and this was brought in by Alison, was how a British blogger became an unlikely star in the UK, Ukraine.
Which is very, very, it's a very good read. It's,
you know, if you read this article, we will post it on our show notes, and we should develop show notes because all the articles that we go through are actually very good. But our viewers don't see them, so we're going to post it, show articles. Write this down, Alison. I think we should do it.
How about we post it onto one of our like pages? And they could just go there.
Can post it onto one of our many like pages. That could be cool. Anyway, in the UK, the bloodiest day yet in the eastern Ukraine, on May 9th, during the Victory Day, as celebrations in the Drabin industrial seaside town of Mariupol, dozens of armed militants barricaded themselves inside the police station and exchanged fire with government forces. During the fight, the building was burned down and pools of blood and set flying bodies appeared in the street. But how many were killed? The local news reported two deaths. The Ukrainian's interior minister, and that, but for another time, and 21 people died in the fight. Human Rights Watch could only confirm 7 deaths after they'd been in all 4 hospitals where the wounded were taken. None of them seemed right to Brandon Phillips, a roving UK-British-based blogger, whose films, Guerrilla Films, field reports from some conflict in hotspots and for his own YouTube channel had become a growing star in the Kremlin's own media. So he set out to investigate the way that has made him a cult micro-celebrity in the East Ukraine crisis by interviewing angry people on the street for 90 seconds at a time.
Interesting.
Which makes me sort of question, you know, 90 seconds, that's equivalent to a minute.
Well aware.
How much speaking can you get done in 90 minutes? Well, we do it every day. Allison, ask me a question and time the clock.
No, our show is technically 60 minutes.
That's about 1 second. The word I. Will. I will. That's about all you have. So,
sorry.
You know, what's incredible is that is the free flow of the information.
Yeah.
But yet, to paraphrase Hunter S. Thompson, when the going gets weird, the weird turn to Russia today. Yet, he posts as well as 25 to 30 videos a day, usually between 20 and 90 seconds in length, where he interviews passers-by in his choppy, heavily accented Russian and uses the camera as he wanders around the hot conflict hotspots. Johnny, were you going to say something?
No, I just, that was a hiccup.
You know, but I guess what I don't get is, his father said, as a boy, he said, oh yeah, you've gone too far, Graham, you've gone too far. But yet, in the face of it, what Ukrainian troops are going is too far.
Right.
It's crazy because it sounds like something straight out of The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you tell me. You tell me.
I just think it's very interesting.
I mean, it's very interesting in terms of how not to
not
to do it, but not how to do something. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Okay. I'm trying to speak this as well as I can. Right.
Yes, be a little bit more in depth, that's all I'm saying.
All right. if you grab somebody 90 seconds, for 90 seconds, what do you have to say?
It's that very short. That's a very short time, and if they're just pulled to the side for just a... pulled to the side and they're not aware of it, that does not help them either. That's just my opinion. Not unless it was
right.
Very planned out, then that's another story. If it wasn't, then not. And that's his own doing. It's my way around it. That's how I look at it. Yeah, you know, I may have some occasional hiccups on mine with the radio show, but I just say, okay, it's done. It's over with.
It's done. It's over with. You can't change it. However.
You can make it. To make it better.
You can make it better. Exactly.
The next time. It doesn't have to be such a... such a...
You can totally, totally make it better.
Right. I'm for this. I did know this, I wouldn't be saying it. We wouldn't be saying it.
Right, of course. We wouldn't be saying it.
This is why whenever I do things, I make sure it's so planned out, yes, by the hiccup. I make sure whatever the hiccup was, there's some memorable moments that won't be, that would just overshadow it and just make it be nothing happened. That's just me. That's just how I work. And I look at things in such a way, with such detail, that most people wouldn't know what's coming unless you know me that well.
Exactly. Exactly. You know. And the funny thing is that, something that we never set out to make this sort of thing, right? We set out to parody stuff. Okay,
so
we set out to parody stuff, or at least this version of it. This is something, unfortunately, we can't parody. We can't make this shit up. You know?
Right.
You can't make this shit up. It is interesting. It is interesting. But anyway, we have to move on about the British vlogger. Google's drunk tramps. And our final topics for the night. Well, you know that strange thing that happens in a bar? Right, when two things on organized religion walk into a bar and get a drink together, well, Google Maps is going to feel a little bit fucking different. Allison, do you want to continue with this one?
Oh, sure, sure. Well, let me just get through there. Say Google is now becoming friendly for those. It's becoming drunk friendly.
What do you mean by that?
with Google Maps, I think they're introducing something that ends up helping with transit. At least, that's what I would think from the title, from the headline.
But yet, the funny thing about this is that I seriously hope they don't do this, because
and what if they do? You can't, there's nothing
if they do, do you know how many people would turn off Google or Google Maps entirely?
No, I'm sure there will be people that could still use it, but it just,
who?
They might just use
who?
They might still have it. They might have it as a feature, but for those who need transit, it's like,
I know, like as a way of being able to find where they're going, or okay, it's for cabs. Okay, for them to find a basic mode of transportation to catch so they could go home. So, in all
okay, what is it for, exactly?
They're basically, with Google Maps, they will shift through public transit schedules to alert users when they could catch public transit, which in my mind, that's plus. That's nothing bad, in my opinion.
Okay,
especially
what?
People are drinking.
What is it again?
They're basically finding a way to go through Google Map updating iOS app, which means that Urban Tripper are okay. Maps will show people where they could get to point A, point B for walking, driving, and public transit, and they will even pull up certain transit schedules so users know when to arrive at a station or to stop. Google Maps will shift their public transit schedules to alert users when the last possible time they could catch public transit back home. I look at that as saying there's nothing fucking wrong with that. Especially, think of it this way. People might, look at it this way. People who are from those areas might actually want to use that so they know they're staying at a hotel and they're at, say, Washington, D.C., or Chicago, or wherever you have major cities that use public transportation.
Yes?
They could have access to, they would be able to have access home and not be charged up the ass. So, in my opinion, that's a win for Google. This is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
You can't deny it, especially those who live in Philadelphia.
Yes, but yep, a polite step that will get on board with this.
You have to look at the bigger picture. It's not a, yes, some people may not like it, but think of all those. That's helping. It means that they're not going to, this just provides a way for people to get home in one piece.
I mean, I know there's a lot
avoiding
of
rape, oh. Avoiding rapes, potential rapes, or potential situations that may not be good for women.
Yeah.
Potential muggings.
I would agree with that. Well, not with the mugging, with this. this is pretty awesome.
I thought so. I at least was like, this is a thing. No matter who you are, you need to be able to make sure you're okay, no matter where you are. That's my take on it. So this is just one way that makes things a hell of a lot better and safer for people.
I would say that as well. Hell of a lot safer. Hell of a lot quicker. You know what I mean? To make something really cool.
And prevent a lot of problems happening. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what I think matters. It doesn't matter what's going on. It matters who's safe. Who's able to... What's the potential issue that could arise?
I don't know.
I can think of a lot.
In terms of this Google drunk people?
Yeah.
Definitely, drunk brawls, drunken texts, sexual abuse, mistreating women in subways at 1 o'clock in the morning.
So... This just means I look at it as just a bonus that Google Maps is doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at it just in such a way of saying it's a great article. I can't deny saying it. Because I know I have Google Maps on my phone. Do I use it? Yes. It helps provide a... It actually helps when you use different sites to make sure that different things are coming. If you're on other apps, so you can have a better view of the area as well.
Right, right.
Bird's eye view. So.
Now I get it. I get it.
Cool.
It is 12:53.
You mean 11:53, not 12.
Sorry, Jesus.
You're an hour off.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm extremely sleepy. But anyway,
Oh my!
11:53. Do you have any other things to say tonight?
No, not really. Unless you want to take a story. Make mention of anything else? Okay.
Well, there was a great play, which you should all check out, that I saw tonight, which was called Chalkfall. And it's about the 2011 riots that took place in England, with all the looters and the pillagers and everything like that. And it's a two-hander, and if you're in New York, go see it. You won't regret it. The guy who wrote it is about my age, and it runs through May 21st through June 8th. So
go see that. I saw that tonight before I attended. Came on. And it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And so, yeah. That is,
I say we end the show a little early tonight. And on this note, you can find out all of our information at itsmygirls.com/AMC Press. And come back tomorrow. We'll have some tricks up our sleeve, and yeah.
Never know what's going to happen around here.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Exactly. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.